You know, the Dallas-Fort Worth real estate market can be pretty overwhelming, especially when you're dealing with a senior transition. I mean, have you ever found yourself wondering how to sell a family home while also figuring out the next steps for aging parents?
Absolutely, and that's actually why I'm so passionate about this topic. You know, I've seen firsthand how families can get completely overwhelmed trying to juggle all these moving pieces. Selling a house involves making sure mom or dad are taken care of, dealing with decades of belongings, and trying to make the best financial decisions during an emotionally charged time.
Right. And many companies in the DFW area specialize in buying homes as is. I'd love to find out the differences between some of the major players. What sets them apart?
Well, let's look at three key players in the market: John D'Angelo, Myers Home Buyers, and Sage Senior Support. What's interesting is that while they all buy homes as is, their approaches are quite different. John D'Angelo, for instance, has been in the Dallas market for about 35, 40 years and has really built his reputation on being client-focused with no-pressure tactics.
And what about Myers Home Buyers? I've seen their signs around town.
Yeah, Myers operates with a really streamlined three-step process. They're actually pretty widespread, covering an 80-mile radius around Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and even Tampa. They've got a solid 4.8-star rating on Google Business. But, you know, it's interesting. Some reviews mention concerns about lowball offers, especially for well-maintained homes.
That's fascinating. I mean, when you're dealing with something as significant as selling a family home, those details really matter, don't you think?
Definitely. And that's where the differences become really important. Like John D'Angelo and Myers are primarily focused on the transaction itself, buying homes quickly for cash. But what we're seeing more and more is that families often need way more support than just a quick sale.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
At Sage Senior Support, we understand that transitioning an aging parent involves more than just selling a home. It includes finding the right care, making smart financial decisions, and ensuring peace of mind for the whole family. If you are considering assisted living, memory care, or other options, our team offers full support at no charge to families. Visit us at agps://sageseniorsupport.com to learn how we can help make your family's transition smoother and less stressful.
And we're back. You were talking about the different approaches these companies take. What else should people consider when choosing between them?
You know, what's really interesting is how they handle the financial aspects. Like, most cash buyers don't charge traditional real estate commissions, which is great, but you might still be on the hook for closing costs. That can be a real concern for seniors on fixed incomes or families managing estates with limited cash.
I understand that timing can be significant in these situations too, right?
Oh my goodness, yes. All three companies offer faster closings than traditional real estate transactions, but there are some differences. Myers Home Buyers, for example, can close anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months, depending on what works for the seller. John D'Angelo is known for quick closings, though they don't specify exact timelines. What's really going to matter for most families is having flexibility that matches their specific situation.
Have you noticed any particular trends in how families are approaching these decisions?
Absolutely. What I'm seeing increasingly is that families are seeking a broader perspective. They're not simply asking who will buy mom's house, but also who can assist us in determining the best senior living options. And how are we going to finance long-term care? These are intricate decisions that impact the whole family.
That makes a ton of sense. It's really about finding someone who can be a partner through the whole process, isn't it?
Exactly. That's why understanding what each company offers beyond purchasing the house is crucial. Are they linked with senior living communities? Do they have knowledge of Medicaid and veterans benefits? Can they assist with the emotional aspects of downsizing? These are significant factors that can significantly impact the transition experience.
You raise some excellent points. For families going through this, what would be your top three pieces of advice?
First, don't rush into a decision. Take time to understand what support you really need beyond just selling the house. Second, look for transparency in pricing and fees. make sure you understand exactly what costs you'll be responsible for. And third, consider the emotional aspect. Choose a partner who understands that this isn't just a real estate transaction, it's a major life transition.
Those are really valuable insights. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners who might be facing this situation?
Yeah, I think the most crucial aspect is understanding that you don't have to figure this out alone. Choosing John DeAngelo for their decades of experience, Myers Home Buyers for their wide coverage area, or working with a service provider like Sage Senior Support, there are professionals who can help guide you. The key is finding the right fit for your family's specific situation.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise today. For our listeners who want to learn more about senior transitions and support services, you can visit https://sageseniorsupport.com. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.